USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Healthy debate on ideas and political philosophy is important, but the calls for harassment and push for any Trump supporter to avoid the public is unacceptable.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders there as she was discussing being kicked out of a Virginia restaurant over the weekend because she works for President Trump. She also criticized California Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters for calling on people who oppose the administration to publicly harass administration officials. President Trump criticizing Waters at a rally in South Carolina last night as he criticized Democrats overall.
This has become the party of Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi. That's who it is.
Waters saying she never called for people to physically hurt supporters of Trump. Six states hold primaries today: New York, Colorado, Maryland, Oklahoma, Utah, and Mississippi. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead. Dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
What's called the Pawnee Fire in Northern California continues to burn out of control. The fire showing significant growth yesterday. It's only 5% contained. A couple of celebrity passings. Reality TV star Richard Harrison, known as the Old Man on History Channel's Pawn Stars, has died at 77. And so has a radio legend.
Radio fans remembering legendary DJ Dan Ingram, who has died at the age of 83.
Big Dan, proud to be with you. 70 cloudy WABC degrees in New York Town.
He was a radio pioneer and considered by some to be the best top 40 DJ of all time. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Former President George H.W. Bush getting a service dog named Sully H.W. Bush. The Yellow Labrador has been enlisted to help the 94-year-old former president with his daily tasks and can reportedly do a 2-page long list of commands. And this is USA Radio News.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the 2-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, machine washable and dryable, made in the USA. Click on the 2-pack special at MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the 2-pack special. Order now.
Russell Crowe will star as Roger Ailes in a new Showtime limited series about the rise of Fox News. The show will be titled The Loudest Voice in the Room. It will be about the best-selling book of the same name by journalist Gabriel Sherman. Ailes founded Fox News in 1996 and was the CEO of the company until 2016. That's when he was forced to resign over sexual harassment accusations, and he died the following year. The series will be Crowe's television debut. AT&T is being accused of helping the National Security Agency collect data for spying purposes. The Intercept is reporting the Dallas-based telecommunications giant lets the NSA have 8 peering hubs to look at internet traffic through a project that it calls Fairview. A former AT&T technician says the NSA can collect data from AT&T and other companies' networks. The hubs reportedly located in Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, L.A., New York, San Francisco, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. An AT&T spokesperson says the company is required by law to give such information to the government in complying with court orders and subpoenas. And the National Weather Service says people in southwestern Tennessee worried about an unusual cloud earlier this month that they thought was a UFO can rest easy. It was what's called a roll cloud, a natural occurrence. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.